Thank you. Morning, everyone. I have one slide and one slide only, which I hope will come up in a moment. When it does come up, and we have faith that it will, it's a representation of our budget in the form of a pie chart to give you an idea of what the different sections are, all the components that make up the overall budget. But until it does come up, I shall give you a brief resume of last year and this year. Apologies, I hadn't appreciated the papers hadn't made it to the website. They should be there soon. There are hard copies, as Chris said. So, splendid. Right. Thank you very much, Charlotte. Brilliant. Sorry, again, it's quite sort of small. It shows that we've got 13 parts to the overall budget, all sort of colourful in their own right. Due to technical issues, my lack of knowledge, I didn't actually manage to label each of the 13. So I'll very quickly run through them just to give you a little bit of a flavour of what's made up. So if we start at 12 o'clock, which is pretty close already, I think. the sort of purpley bit at the top, 3% is our admin costs, day-to-day office running costs, etc. Moving through to the lighter shaded bit, which is 2%, represents our children and youth budget for materials, etc. The next 2% is in respect of discipleship and training. Then between sort of 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, that sort of orangey colour, is our 10% of our budget covering fabric, which is essentially gas and electricity costs, repair fund and church insurance would be the main parts of that. The blue bit after that is production. That's 3% of our overall budget. It includes all the catering costs, day-to-day cost of running the church, particularly on a Sunday. There are other little bits and pieces which I won't dwell on at this stage, but you can see from there that the substantial costs, 41% of our costs, the green there, relates to central costs. That covers our parish share, which is a mandatory thing we pay in terms of contribution to the diocese. It also covers stipend, and it covers central expenses recharge. That's a biggie. The next big area, unsurprisingly, is our staff costs, representing 29% of the budget. Then last but not least, tithe, 10% of tithe. Actually shows on there as 9%, but that's because it represents only 9% of this year's budget, and it's based on last year's income. So this year's budget's higher than last year's income. So that's a very quick run through. I think it sort of gives you a bit of a good idea that the big part of our costs are vested in our staff. If I come on just very quickly to how last year came out. Last year we had a deficit between income and spending within the year of around £16,000. And within that, we actually spent £22,000 less than we'd budgeted. So you can see the potential gap could have been an awful lot bigger than that. The main reasons we spent that much less than we budgeted was because we had £11,000 less because we only had Matt as youth worker for half the year, so we didn't have youth worker costs for the full year. We had budgeted a contribution to our reserves. Now, reserves are relatively healthy, but ideally they ought to be a little bit higher. So last year we planned to add £4,000 to them, but in the end we weren't in a position to be able to do that. Other budgets are underspent. Children and youth budgets underspent by nearly £3,000, and I think that's not least associated with the fact that we didn't have full staff complement during the year. And also the discipleship and training budget underspent by around £3,000. So that's the reason the deficit wasn't more than it was. But our income was actually £30,000 below what we had actually budgeted for the year. And that budget was initially set with an expectation that we'd be at least £7,000 in deficit. So last year we set a deficit budget, which I think we were trying to be realistic, trying to flag that it was an issue. I mean, I reported this last year with the intention of hopefully we'd bridge the gap. If we couldn't bridge the gap, we'd have to dip into reserves. So, in summary, income's down by £24,000 compared to 2012, which is quite a substantial amount. And the fundamental reason for that was that some of our people, who regular givers, had moved away for various reasons. And obviously some people's circumstances change as well during the year. But also one of the implications of that is that we receive less back in terms of tax refund for gift-aided income. The less we have in, obviously, the less we get back. And as ever, we do rely quite heavily on gift-aided income. It does make a substantial difference. It's about £25,000 or so each year is what we get back from the government for gift-aided giving. So a very quick run through 2013. The detail is in the report, which hard copy, and hopefully will be on the website. Oh, they are now on the website. Good, thanks. So very quickly this year, 2014, we've set a budget of £170,000. My pretty colourful chart's gone, but the components you saw in there are what makes up that £170,000. Now, that's about £20,000 more than we had in during 2013. So that is the gap, if you like. We feel that £170,000 is the minimum we need to maintain a full complement of staff, and we acknowledge it is going to be very challenging to keep spending to that level this year, not least in terms of increasing costs around utilities and that sort of thing. Our reserves are sort of reasonably healthy, and they represent something around 4 months' spending, so there's a buffer zone there, if you like, but they aren't as high as ideal. They ought to be higher than that, really. Last year, as I say, they were depleted effectively by about £16,000, and that's not sustainable, obviously, for very long if we're to maintain our current level of activity. Early indications this year, I mean, I'm very conscious that we as a leadership team, need to keep you all informed of how things are progressing in 2014. So the intention would be to give you sort of little updates from time to time. Early indications this year that there has been some increase in giving, but nonetheless, we still at this stage look like we're facing a fairly significant deficit again in 2014. So sorry to sort of bring the mood down a little bit, but that's the reality.